What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Okay, good.
By, is that Edwin Starr?
I mean, is that what you were going for?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Why are we doing this? Nobody he wants to. Good God, y'all. I don't know.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Wilbur. You about said you're Wilbur, didn't you?
It was.
Nice try.
You can't shopping for animals.
You can't assume my identity.
I can. You can't stop me.
Nah, well, there can't stop some people, but you, I probably could.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, do you know what the bronze bowl is?
The bronze bowl?
It was an ancient torture device.
Oh.
They put you in a bronze cow, and then they cooked you alive.
Yeah.
And then when you were at prime cooking temperature,
mm-hmm.
the steam from your body would cause the cow to bellow.
Mm.
So this local artist made a longhorn cow grill.
Oh, no.
And they don't realize...
what they just made.
Yeah, because I was looking for cows.
They made a bronze bull.
They made a bronze bull.
Oh, no.
And I kind of want it for
reasons. Oh, no. I don't want to know those reasons. Hopefully it's not for me.
No, it's for asinine things.
Oh, okay. But yeah, war, we are basically declaring war.
We're just going right into it, huh?
Committing acts of war as we speak. Without the approval of Congress. Yay. Again. It happened again. Just like we did. And this is the same script as what happened with after we went into Iraq and Afghanistan. Because remember back then, all the way, let's rewind the clocks back to 2001 on that fateful day, 9/11, when a bunch of Americans were killed. American citizens were killed. And still to this day, the government won't show exactly what happened, or they've been lying about what happened. But now let's flash forward to today. And that's not flash forward yet, back then yet. So 9/11, the buildings fall, and then a portion of the Pentagon also got wrecked into, even though there was no wreckage of the plane whatsoever.
See, I was really young.
Uh-huh.
So I could tell you how old exactly I was. I think 7.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Well, it happened in September 11, 2001.
Yeah, so it'd be 7. I thought I was older.
Try 8.
Would it be 8?
No, that's from Little Rascals.
Oh.
7? 7? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
No. All right.
I never remembered the Pentagon thing until later.
Oh, a lot of people don't, but it was happened the same day. It was all part of it.
Yeah.
The plane wreckage. I remember it the day of, because I was like, my first reaction was, what's a World Trade Center?
Right.
I had no idea.
I knew it was a big building. I didn't know
where it was. I didn't even hardly know that. I was like,
I didn't think it was in America.
Right, exactly. Well, you're 7, too. Yeah. I think I was in 4th or 5th grade, one of the two.
I also thought, because I think the first we'd been was Florida at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought Florida was its own country.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because like, I remember falling asleep.
And you woke up.
And I woke up and seen palm trees.
Yeah.
And I'd never seen a palm tree in person before.
It basically
is. I'm like, all right, we are not in Ohio.
Well, we're not in America no more.
We're in like South America.
Some foreign land, yeah. These palm trees going over our heads. But yeah, well, after that happened back then, 2001, we went to war. Well, first our president's like, we're going to catch those terrorists. Who did this? Now watch this drive. And then he goes and hits a nice drive on the golf course. So yeah,
see, I know that happened, but it doesn't, I don't feel it like that's
register.
Real.
It doesn't register. No, yes. Like a massive, the biggest massive tragedy in our lifetimes just happened in the presence. Yeah, and the presence out there. I mean, golfing in the middle of it and telling you to watch him golf.
I thought he was reading to kids.
That's when it was happen.
That's when it was
actually happening.
And later he's been interviewed about it.
And yes.
Okay.
Like within the week.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the watch this drive.
I was
thing.
Like, I really so, thought he was like reading the kids because isn't that the famous video picture?
Of him.
Like the Secret Service man coming in.
Whispering in his ear. Yeah. Did you know that there's a video of him that rests from him in that classroom, and they were talking about stuff, and the teacher had words written up on the board. Have you ever seen that video?
Mm-mm.
One of the words was like steel. One of them was jet.
And melt?
Melt wasn't one of them.
Okay.
No, not jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams, which it doesn't. Either way, before we get into that, That happened. All those things happened. And then we went to war because of that. And what was our declaration of war? What did Iraq have? Do you remember?
Yeah, nuclear weapons.
What did they specifically say? What was the terminology?
Oh, I don't know.
Weapons of mass destruction. There you go.
Okay.
So I only want to raise that because, you know, they drove that into our heads.
Yeah, and there was no weapons of mass destruction.
So their evidence for weapons of mass destruction, from what I remember, was they had satellite photos, but hang on, buckle.
I'm ready.
Yes, put your seatbelts on. They had satellite photos of aluminum tubes.
Ah, aluminum tubes are dangerous.
That's what they said. That was their justification, saying those tubes there are turned into the housings for the nuclear warheads.
They could be.
That they're building, or that they're just getting ready to build. They're weeks away from having the capabilities of launching a nuclear weapon. Weeks!
They are.
We gotta act now!
I'm ready to reinvade.
Act now! Because we did that. We bombed Afghanistan, we bombed Iraq, and then we went throughout the whole Middle East, and you can find a general talking, or someone in the military industrial complex. I'm trying to remember the guy's name. We could find the video. I've seen it hundreds of times, but he's talking about how another fellow military man saying like, we need to talk. Yeah, we've got RANs. We're going to attack Iraq. And they're like, well, why? He says, well, I don't know. Apparently, he said, when you're a hammer, all your problems, you gotta look like a nail.
Everything's a nail, yeah.
But he said, specifically, he said, well, apparently, we have the capability to overthrow governments, and so we're going to. And he listed off the name of the countries that we're going to attack, and it was Iraq, Iran was on the list, Libya, Syria, and we're not even talking, okay, Syria. So that happened this year. The Syrian government finally got overthrown, and we've been trying to overthrow them since 2000 and shortly after the whole 9/11 thing happened. That was when we've been trying to get into Syria and overthrow them as well. And their leader got accused of dropping chemical weapons on his own citizens in his own country. You know,
did he?
So that's what CNN said. CNN even sent a reporter over there. You know what she did? The CNN reporter over there, she went to the areas that were supposedly bombed, and that's what the I used to be very know all the names and stuff involved with all this, because this was back in before 2020. All that crap happened. We were trying to overthrow the leader of Syria, mm-hmm. and because he was gassing his own country, his own citizens, mm-hmm. which if you're in power and you're trying to retain that power, I think the last thing you're going to do is do an international chemical weapons attack on your own people, because that's against international law. Biological chemical weapons are. And there's, I guess, committees around the world that monitor that. So we're not using chemical weapons around the world. So they said that the leader of Syria did that to an area in his own country, and we sent a CNN reporter over there to check it out. So she's over there, and she grabs a piece of cloth, and she shoves it right into her face and sniffs it, and she goes, oh, holds it away. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's definitely something on there. Oh, yes. Now, listen, if there's a deadly chemical weapon dropped in a country meant to kill people, and that reporter just sniffed it, that reporter should drop dead and it'd be dead, especially if she smelled even an inkling of anything left on it. But nope, she said she smelled it. Oh, it's bad. No, that she'd be dead. You know what? That's called a lie. She's lying. That's called propaganda.
That's what we call a lie.
That's how it works. So we send these reporters over there to do these reports. And so us U.S. citizens see it. And we say, okay, that's bad. Chemical weapons. I seen it on TV. So now we would agree, if we're going to go send troops over there, our brothers and sisters, over there to attack anyone on foreign soil to defend other people. That's how they frame it. So we agree to it. Like, it's okay. It's called manufacturing consent. That's the job of the mainstream media. That's the job of that reporter.
Lamestream media.
Got him. And and that's the point. That's their point. So we all see that and subconsciously saying, yes, it's justified. We should be over there doing that. We should be spending our tax dollars protecting these people around the world. But they didn't bomb them. If anything, we probably bombed them. We probably set up the false attack.
As in the U.S.
The U.S. government. The people running the U.S. government.
Not Daniel and Wilbur.
Yes, not we. Not me, you and me. Not everyday normal 99% of the U.S. citizens. No, it's the people in the government and the people running the government and the people running the military industrial complex, pulling all the strings, calling all the shots, doing all that stuff. That's how it works with the media. They use the media to manufacture our consent. Because guess what? None of us are over there in Syria where they drop those supposed chemical bombs. We're not there. So how are we supposed to know unless we see it on TV? Then we automatically believe it, because everything that we see on TV is supposed to be true coming from the media or the news. It's supposed to be true. Problem is, it never is. Or it's a sliver of the truth.
This is a really weird sub-tangent just for that proof.
Okay.
This is a little bit of an old interview. I think it was on Hot Ones, the Hot Wing interview show.
I like that.
Yeah, it's a good show. It's a good show. We were watching the Shaq one. Mm-hmm. And
how fitting.
What?
Shaq.
Oh, yeah. Shaq's a cool dude. I think he does a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
And it's Dr. Shaquille O'Neal. We were talking about that the other day.
What's he a doctorate in?
I think it's business management.
Nice.
But he has 2 degrees and a doctorate.
Yeah.
So he really believes, because he couldn't get education when he was young, you know, and he makes all of his kids, you know, if they want any money, I don't care what you got. You got to get a doctorate in something. You want to get any money from me?
Yeah.
You got to get a doctorate.
Yeah.
You get a doctorate, you know, we'll talk. But I ain't giving you nothing until you get an education.
That's cool.
Anyways, that's
side tangent. Seems like a good dad.
Because him and Colby, rest his soul, they always used to portray like they had a lot of beef and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And Shaq was on there like, we didn't have no beef. He's like, we always had respect for each other. We had differences of opinion because they were on the same team for a while.
In L.A.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then even after that, you know. But he's like, we never had beef. Me and him got off the court, never were like, hated each other. We'd go out to dinner, you know, and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Just, we would have difference of opinions, you know, all, you know, great players, 2 different play styles, and you're going to run your own butt heads on the court.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're 2 alphas.
Yeah.
They're 2 at the top.
Yeah. So he's like, hey, butt heads the court. Well, we walked off the court. We're buddies.
Right. You
know?
Yeah.
So I just, that was one thing that you're just talking about media. Cause
oh, the media that, spin?
Yeah. Cause they were talking like him and Kobe hated each other. They were always at each other's throats. And Shaq was like,
it's great for media, like news stories and clicks.
I think that was right after Kobe had died, too, that interview took place. Like, it was an older one.
Which that's also something we should maybe look into, is Kobe's death, because it's
weird.
It's very weird. And, you know, he wrote a book called the Book of Ecroft, or the Tree of Ecroft, or something like that.
Gosh.
And Ecroft backwards is force. It's a very...
That's odd.
Oh, yeah, it's odd. It's a book. It's a kid's book, too.
Ain't it odd?
It's a kid's book.
That a house of God looks like a facade for training death squats proclaiming jihad. We're just saying.
Ain't it odd?
You can get the DW Ain't It Odd t-shirt at cribsacorn.com/shop.
Nice. Good plug.
One of my favorite t-shirts.
It is a good one. It is a good one. It's a Squidbillies.
Us drawn as
Squidbillies. Squidbillies, yes. Yeah.
You're Rusty and I'm Early.
I never really watched the show, but I know who they are.
Me and Lisa have been through it many times.
Okay.
I just restarted it again.
I feel like I should watch it.
It's so dumb, but I know people in my life that are like,
I was going to say relatable.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
I know Early Kyler. He's technically my cousin.
Okay. Oh, I know who you're talking about, I think.
No, you don't.
Oh, I don't
think you've ever met these ones.
Okay, never mind.
These are the ones that were in and out of prison.
Oh, I was thinking of... Oh, never mind. I'm definitely thinking of somebody else. But anyways, this media spin. Either way...
Let's jump forward a little bit.
So jumping forward, now we're in 2025, and we just bombed 3 locations in Iran, which against.
Let's start the whole thing.
Yeah,
go back... How did this start? Because this is, as of recording this, is like a week old, right?
Yeah.
You know, as in everything when it started.
Yeah.
So supposedly, Iran bombed Israel first, or tried to.
I think it was in retaliation, Israel, or Iran bombed Israel in retaliation.
Did missiles ever hit Israel?
Yes.
Okay.
They did last year, even.
This is talking about last year, or this is talking about now?
They bombed them last year to start. Iran attacked Israel because I think Israel also attacked Iran. Dropped bombs on Iran, which I think also this time is what happened. They attacked Iran first, and Iran retaliated. And now we're retaliating on behalf of Israel.
Didn't, because Trump said at first we're not going to.
We're correct.
And then didn't, now,
so
as they said, didn't Iran shoot missiles at one of our boats?
I don't know if they said
that
or not.
Was it a U.S. destroyer?
Yes, they did. And they,
because there's a meme I want to talk about.
So they did, but at the same time, let's just flip the script a little bit.
I'm not saying they did or didn't. Or
right.
Somebody didn't shoot first.
And they said it was in retaliation because they were going to look weak if they didn't do anything.
Yeah, there's a U.S. destroyer sitting on your shore. Just
yes.
Like,
yes, what
you.
Would you do? And they did it to just save face for their own people. Like, they got attacked. What are we going to do? Just
we're just going to let this happen.
Don't do that again. So, yeah, they warned them, too. That's the thing. They told them.
Could you imagine warning a U.S. destroyer? Probably the heaviest artilleryed single body thing on the planet. I mean, could you imagine that call, that conversation?
Right, yeah. Like, this is what's going to happen. I don't know if they shot a destroyer or not. I'm not sure.
I think it was a destroyer because there's a meme about it.
Okay.
And I don't think they hit it.
Okay.
I think they shot at it.
I think they shot also bombed at like a military base that's sitting right on the border.
They did that too, but that's, yeah. I just remember the ship thing because there was a meme.
Okay. The memes always remember.
That's like, the only way I learn things, anything yeah. about this stuff because I try to avoid all of this.
There's a clip for 2025. Like, it's the only way I learn is through memes, which it's true.
Well, because
it like, sticks.
Because I try to avoid everything because, like we've already said, what's the point? Because it's all so twisted and
we don't
turned around that by the time I get it, I know it's not actually what happened, but right. I know something bad's happening.
Right. But we don't even know why something bad's
happening. I don't know why.
Happened.
I don't know who. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
But when you, I was just to cut to the very, very end of it all. When you peel back all the layers, everything, all the bad that happened is like manufactured.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's a lot of stuff that is like allowed to happen. Intentions allowed to rise.
Or set up to happen.
Set up to happen so mm-hmm. that somebody else could be the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the royal we, U.S., Israel, you know, that the military industrial complex can swoop in and level a country.
Oh, yes.
And be like, they shot at us.
Mm-hmm. Just like,
how dare they?
We're doing it right now, too, because we're framing like Iranians as being like bad. All of them are just bad debt to America people. No.
99% of them, I'm sure,
are just like you and me.
We could go out to dinner and have a nice time.
Oh, yes.
You know, there's a soldier. So I'll tell about the meme in a second. There's a U.S. soldier that was just on a podcast that was talking about a guy he killed.
Mm-hmm.
And he shot his buddy. And then it was like late. It's like 2 a.m. He went in and his wife was going for a weapon. So he shot his wife. And he was going for a weapon. So he shot him. And he's like, you know, I think about it all the time. I don't believe I served our country. I believed I served some politician's BS.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about that guy a lot where, why'd I shoot him? Well, he was going to shoot me. He grabbed a gun.
Mm.
Well, why was he grabbing a gun? Because I was in his house at 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Because some governor or some president
from a foreign country
told me to come here. Why did his buddy try to shoot me? Because
mm-hmm.
I kicked in their door
because mm-hmm.
my boss told you know.
It's almost like they were under attack.
Yeah. And he's like, I just think about it all the time. You know, if we would have met, yeah, he think he's always says it, like, if we would have met a restaurant in Paris, would we have been buddies? Was this guy funny? You know, he had kids, you know, and he mm-hmm. just talked about that there, how he feels really bad about it. Even though I would say personally, that's not truly his fault. He was used
the
as
soldier?
A
soldier?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
He was used, but my grandpa dealt with the same stuff.
Yes.
You know,
that's what they're trained to do. It's what they
were.
After
he got home from Vietnam, he's like, I killed people.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them probably didn't deserve it.
Right.
We were there. You know, they lived there. Anyways, the meme was, it was the U.S., I can't remember which U.S. destroyer it was. It says something like, U.S. government says, no, U.S. destroyer blank will not be destroyed in a false flag attack, unprompted. And then the comments under are like, what an odd comment to make.
Right, yeah.
It's just like, that's most of the comments, like, because it was unprompted on like some big news site.
Hmm.
And everybody's like, what an odd statement.
Right, yes, to pop up right here.
Yeah. Now it's like, I think that is what's going to happen.
Yes, exactly. And that's what, in my opinion, I think that's what happened is, well, I feel like all the wars that we get involved. Oh,
I know.
I just get more and more adds to it. Like back to the Syria thing. I mean, Syria is now run by the president that we installed, and I say we as in U.S. government. Put in the leader of heads of Al-Qaeda is now running Syria, is now the head or the figurehead president of Syria. And like the progress, you know, we're making progress. So with this war we're going through right now, which I just feel like this applies to the other countries too. It's the government. It's not the citizens. It's not the people of that country. Just like it is here. I think the people are fine. It's the people running the governments.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with that.
And they're manipulating how we feel about the citizens of that those countries, because then we can justify bombing them, and it doesn't like kill our conscience.
Dehumanizes them. Yeah, that's the whole point, is to dehumanize.
Uh-huh.
Because I have friends. I went to school with people in college that were from quote unquote
terrorist organization.
They're terrorist countries.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And they came here to school, and you know, they were scrutinized because they're coming from a quote unquote terrorist heavy country. Right. They were buddies.
Yeah, just like normal people.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's almost like, oh wait, people
are people
are or they get radicalized when foreign entities or governments are constantly ravaging their resources and bombing their sisters and brothers and children.
Yeah,
like constantly over and over and over. Yeah, it's weird. And then when some of those major terrorists. Radical organizations assemble together, and they have a little bit of power, and then another country funds them, those terrorist organizations, gives them money and weapons, and allows them to flourish and cause a bunch of problems in the Middle East. Why would those countries support those terrorist groups if they're terrorist groups, you know? Mm-hmm. That's kind of funny to me. Oh, that country that's supporting them is... Oh, it's us. We're funding that. If you didn't know that at home, I think it's, you can look up Operation Timber Sycamore, where we funneled a bunch of weapons and stuff to terrorist organizations in the Middle East. And to today, where we support and give a lot of our taxpayer money to foreign countries. And the two biggest ones right now, it was to fund the war in the Middle East, you know, Afghanistan, Iraq, you know, we got to fight terrorism. And then Afghanistan, we pulled all of our troops out, and then their country got overrun in a week's time. Mm-hmm. So all that money and trillions of dollars we spent there really, really worked well. And then we funneled it all immediately into Ukraine, and then now Israel too. And we're doing Israel. And again, I don't think the people are bad, but I do think the governments running them are horrible. Ours is doing it. Yes.
And I have no problem with any of you. Of those people in those countries.
No.
It's like we've said repeatedly, it's governments are bad.
Yes.
Once you get to X size, I don't care who it is, government, there's going to be more bad than good.
So exactly.
Humans, I truly believe humans as a whole are generally good beings.
Yes.
But men and women can be easily corrupted.
Oh, for sure.
And absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Yep. Agreed 100% with that.
So the higher up and the more power you get, the more easily you can be corrupted.
Mm-hmm.
And any more in these political systems, it is designed to weed out anybody doing it for the good.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It just, you can't.
Because if those people are in there, then those ones that are in power will lose their power.
Yeah. So it's just, me and you have a difference of opinion on that a little bit, but I really don't believe in the U.S. And it's just, all jokes aside or whatever, I really truly do not believe there's no governor, there's no senator, no presidential cabinet member, and I don't care if Democrat, Republican, not one of them's good. Once you get outside of, and I know you have your guy, just but one. It doesn't matter. I don't care. But
there's just one.
There's not. It's fine, but.
Name one thing he's done bad. Name one.
I don't even know if it's necessarily that he himself has done bad. But I don't believe you can get up that high anymore without shaking some hands and doing, letting either some things slide in your state.
Yeah.
Like in Florida with all the development of habitat and that kind of stuff.
You mean installing a highway through the middle of the Everglades?
Yeah, that's kind of bad.
Yeah.
So I just don't believe it. I don't believe anybody, town councils, and I don't mean city government bodies, because... town councils are voted on, and the only reason we have such a crappy one is because, first off, nobody else wants to run for it.
Yeah.
And no, there are only like 400 people vote out of the 3,000 people that live here.
That's true, too.
And there is definitely an age demographic for that.
That vote?
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
It's very slanted.
Upward?
Yeah. Which is fine. It's just, and it's, I think it's, that, I mean, we're all over the place this episode. I think that is just because a lot of our generation and younger.
Mm-hmm.
Have seen and that voting doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's a Democrat or a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
They're both crappy in their own wonderful ways.
Mm-hmm.
So why vote? You're going to be sad. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't vote. I think you should vote, whether it's rigged or not, you know. But I think that's why a lot of people our generations and younger have stopped.
Oh, for sure.
Because it's, you can,
it feels fruitless.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think that may be a psyop too, because to make you feel that feeling.
Sure.
Because then you don't even have.
You don't care.
You don't have the urge not only to vote, but even change things in which, like the ways things are. You just kind of.
Like I said, I'm one bad day away
from
becoming a supervillain.
Right. Yeah.
And you know what I've learned growing up? You know, you never liked supervillains, but then when you grow up and you realize a lot of their backstories and stuff like that.
It's relatable.
You're like,
oh, that's why he's.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, I get it.
Maybe he's not so bad.
I thought of another name, and I think this is the name for our future project.
Oh.
And I don't think you can change my mind on it.
Okay.
Killdozer Acres.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, we are all over the place, aren't we?
But I thought of it, and I have the sign already in my head and everything like that.
Hmm. It would send a message.
The people coming out for permitting. You got to drive past a big metal sign I'm going to get made.
Yep. Just don't hide in a basement. Don't hide in a basement.
Just don't. No, you don't run in anything with a basement.
Or that too. Yeah. Anyways. That's anyways.
The early episodes.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Find that t-shirt.
Oh yeah, the Acidine t-shirt.
There is a t-shirt of that.
I gotta order that one still. I can't believe I haven't ordered it yet.
Yeah, the Killdozer one.
Yeah.
Yeah. On cryptscorn.com.
Look into slash corn.
Yeah. Go to the shop and.
I think I've added it onto the
forward
shop.
Slash corn. That's Flavors of the Forest.
Oh.
Flavorsforest.com/corn. Get yourself the best. Bigfoot breath garlic seasoning, basically freeze-dried garlic dust, and it's pure garlic, and it makes all your food better.
If you're building a killdozer, you know what you need in there.
Flavors of the Forest?
Some Flavors of the Forest.
Oh, yeah, because you're going to be in there for a while. Mm-hmm.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Make your last meal good with Flavors of the Forest, Killdozer Edition.
I kind of wish my grandpa would have helped that guy a little bit.
With the Killdozer?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean helped him?
Just finish some of the stuff.
So
first off, it was way too heavy.
Oh, gotcha.
Because I don't know. I don't. So, you know what they, there's a secret, right? For the tanks, what they put inside the metal walling.
Yep.
I think I know what it is.
I know someone that knows what it is.
I do too. I knew one of the head welders forever. That's the guy I used to go fishing with in Tennessee.
Mm, and he won't tell you what it is.
He would not, but he would tell me. He told me some things, but no, he would never.
Nope, they're very tight-lipped, but they have to be because if they have to be, or their job's gone and probably a lot more.
Oh, no, yeah, you get in a lot of trouble.
It's U.S.
That's military
the
secrets.
The sacred U.S. military-industrial complex.
It's not like we leave tanks all over there and they just cut them open and figure it out.
Yeah.
Huh. Is this Oobleck?
It's something like that.
I really do think it's something like
Oobleck. It is. Something like that.
Some hard.
It's a material. Liquid. But there's also it also goes hand in hand with There's like also a honeycomb type.
I know the honeycomb thing.
Shape too. So it's so with that, both
think,
of that.
I think oobleck and honeycomb, whatever that material is, it's that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that structurally the most structural soundness thing?
It's structurally like strong and it's flexible.
Yeah, it bends. It doesn't
mm-hmm.
break.
Mm-hmm.
And then oobleck, if anybody didn't know, just cornstarch and water if you want to make it at home.
It absorbs.
But it gets harder.
The harder you hit it.
The harder it's hit.
Mm-hmm.
And a non-Newtonian solid is what it's called.
Yeah, or non-Newtonian fluid.
Is it a non-Newtonian fluid? I thought it was a non-Newtonian solid.
Well, it's both, really. It's a fluid.
Now I maybe get mixed up. I think because it's a fluid in natural state.
In a solid.
In a solid when it's salted.
When it's, yeah. Yep.
But it matches. It matches output.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it wouldn't be like blasted apart by a nuke.
Right. Oh, yeah. I think that's...
But for humans...
You can see it where people will shoot it with guns, mm-hmm. just the blob a bit, where it literally like explodes because yeah. it can't... It just explodes. So I think that honeycomb shape
holds
the rigidity in yeah. and spreads that load out. So it absorbs it all rather than exploding. But yeah.
So back to Iran.
Okay, back to
Iran. Is that
Iran.
The country we're talking about?
Yeah, that's the one we're currently bombing or trying to overthrow and trying to kill their leader because... For whatever reason, I mean, that thing I was explaining earlier where the guy talked about this, whatever, like the 6 or 5 or 7 countries we were going to attack and topple, and they even that military figure didn't know why. He just said, we're going to.
This is the list.
This is the list. This is what we're planning on doing, and this is back in 2001 or 2 when he saw it, and shoot, what was I going with that?
The countries we're going to attack.
Oh, yeah, so why are we attacking them? So this was another one of those countries on that list, and this list was part of what they referred to as the Greater Israel Project. Now, that I don't know exactly all what it's all about, but these were the countries on that list when it came to that project. So we're funding Israel right now, and we're, I think, attacking them attacking Iran on behalf of Israel.
Yeah, 100%.
And so, because we got to protect them, you know? Even though, so, back when Israel was attacked by the attack, quote-unquote, by the Gaza Strip, what was that, October 6th or 7th, whatever date they drive into your brain, the blowback from Israel to Gaza Strip was just absolutely devastating. They bombed that whole strip and killed everybody there. Women, children, they don't care. Hospital full of people.
I love that interview for the hospitals.
Oh, when they were, oh, yes. When they were.
The Israel lady.
Well, they asked, that you're talking about when they asked that general if, you know, why did you blow up the hospital? And he said, well, they had the leader of the.
No, just a different interview.
Okay, go on.
I'm paraphrasing because yeah. I just remember it, like pieces of it.
Uh-huh.
It was some lady with the government
mm-hmm.
asking. About that, you know, why are you leveling hospitals and churches? And I can't, now I'm getting confused because I can't remember her direct answer, but it was basically like, oh, we didn't do that. There was nobody in them. And it's like, that's not what you said a minute and a half ago in the interview. Huh. So you didn't do it. No, there was nobody in them.
Oh, yeah.
They were empty. We yeah. told them that we were coming.
Right, yes. They also told people.
Now they're empty.
Yes, now they're empty because they don't exist anymore. They also told people they can go to these certain places for refuge or safety.
Oh, yes, and then that was it.
And then they bombed those places.
That was what it was yeah. about.
So, and then there was another interview with another general for the Israeli, the IDF, and they said they bombed this hospital because there was the leader of, what's it called now?
Some group?
Yeah, I'm so frustrated. I'm blanking on everything. The group that it was leading or the running or supposedly was in power. I need to remember their names because it's important for what I'm about to say next. But they said they had one of their leaders was under that hospital. So we bombed the hospital. And they're like, well, sometimes, you know, he basically was saying you have to break a few eggs, to make an omelet.
Gosh.
And paraphrasing. He said, you know, we have to. We knew he was there, so we had to. Bomb the whole thing to ensure we got him. You know, it's sometimes civilians are in the way, but that's just the price of war, which is just a horrible thing to say. And then the interviewer asked him, well, did you get the guy?
Mm.
Well, we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know.
We turned the whole place into rubble.
It's not, and it's not confirmed whether they even killed him or not.
Yeah.
So what's that tell me as in Wilbur listening to him say that? Oh, You mean he probably wasn't there anyways? You were just wanting to bomb the hospital? Because what they're trying to do is get rid of all the people on that strip that they couldn't leave anyways. Those people were there for, there was like two generations of people there that could never leave that land. They wouldn't let them leave. It was referred to as an open air prison. So now they just bombed everybody inside. And you think that's a measurable response to what happened on the other side of it on October 7th that, you know, when they attacked Israel? So speaking of that, the Israeli government was the one funding that group that was leading the leading Gaza. Why can't I think of their name right now? That's going to bug me.
Calm down, Wilbur.
But they were the ones that funded them, and they were the Israeli government were the ones that put them into power.
So while you're Googling, a little fun fact is when I was a kid, I didn't know Iran and Iraq were different countries.
Hamas, that's it. Oh, you didn't know they were different countries. Okay. That's a fun little fact. You mean back in 2007 when we were, or 2007, 2011, you were seven, back in, or 2001, gosh. 2001, when they taught us all about the Middle East, and we learned all about it.
Yeah, because I couldn't read. So they look very similar.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, that's what you're saying. Okay.
And I just assumed it was the same country. Anytime I heard Iran or Iraq mentioned, I'm just like, that's the same place.
It's the same place. They're not. No, they're right beside each other.
They're close.
They're different. But yeah, Hamas is the group that was in power running the Gaza Strip. But it was Israel that put them in the power. And it was Israel, the Israeli government, that also funded them and kept them in power. So if... why would they do that? Why would this, if this was a terrorist organization, why would the Israeli government fund them to keep them in power? To me, it tells me that they were planning on this attack. They wanted this to happen. And the moment it happened, because I still remember the videos when it happened, they were flying in on like paragliders and like, where did they get that stuff? What I'm trying to say is it seemed like maybe it was a manufactured event. Like, they wanted it to happen. So then the response, they could use that as a jump board to decimate and level the whole thing. And I feel like this is what's happening now again with, we're doing that same thing to, we're about to do it to Iran too, because just like with the same thing we did with Afghanistan and Iraq, we said they had weapons of mass destruction. You know, we got to get in there and stop them before they get us. And that's just what's happening now. We're bombing them now because they could have nuclear enrichment programs that could produce a nuclear weapon that could then strike the U.S., you know?
Sorry, I'm going to throw you all off here because you've just reminded me of two things.
Okay.
Do you want to finish your...
just one quick thought. Tulsi Gabbard, which I was high on before. I just liked a lot of the things she talked about, but she's also flipped her tune on a lot of things. But she's the head of our... national intelligence. So it's basically she's kind of in control and the head of national security or this like the CIA and things like she's overseeing that. And she even said last week that they stopped their nuclear enrichment programs back in like 2003 and there's no signs of them developing any nuclear weapons. That's what she said last week. And now this week, it's like she never said that.
Aluminum tubes.
Aluminum tubes. So what switched and why do... how does that... They say that we're under, like, they're a threat to us. Like you and me, all of us U.S. citizens. Iran's a threat because they have the capabilities to develop a nuclear weapon. How does anything that they're doing, besides what our government and what our media is telling us, affecting our lives at all whatsoever? It's not.
Oh, my God.
It's not. And why isn't our U.S. military already ready to defend our own country?
So that's something right there is the U.S. Minuteman Project, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is an anti-nuclear ballistics missiles.
Right.
That are supposedly, I've always thought it was praised upon that it would take like anywhere in the, I can't remember the actual numbers. Let's say it took 13 minutes if Iran did launch a nuke at us or from wherever. But we could react in 5.
Mm-hmm. So why do we need to bomb them now again?
And
if
then,
we can do that?
And then if they ever did launch, if anybody ever launched a missile, nuclear missile at us, there's protocol to immediately retaliate.
Yeah, blowback. Immediate. It's going to happen. Yes.
So if they threw one at us and we knocked it out of the sky,
mm-hmm.
there's going to be 30 or 4 or 10 or 12.
Going right back. Yes. So do you think
it would be glassed?
Do you think Iran knows that already?
Yeah.
Yes. Do you think
they've witnessed it?
Do you think they would even what would they gain by developing a nuclear weapon and then using it on any other country? What would they gain out of that?
Well, I don't know. I don't think anything, but what do I know?
Exactly. So I just
hick in the middle shack.
I don't believe what our president is going on, you know, national press and telling us. Guess what? Our president's not this one, or including this one, the one before, lied to us a lot.
Yeah, huh. They all do.
In hindsight, the one before him, which was the one we have now. Oh, he lied to us a lot. Ah, in hindsight. Dang it. Oh, shoot. Well, the one before him, he was good. Oh, wait, let's check the notes. Oh, he lied to us a lot and did a lot of horrible things. Well, maybe the one before him, maybe he was... Oh, shoot, he lied to us a lot, did a bunch of horrible things.
Just get back until you get to Teddy.
Yeah, maybe he's one back. Oh, he lied to us. Ah, even Clinton said that... Clinton just said this week that Netanyahu, the guy... his name should just be a Yahoo. I think I said that before.
Yeah, that's not the first time that joke's been made.
Yeah, and not Yoo-hoo, like...
I thought it was Yoo-hoo.
Not like Mr. West made that joke with where he brought out a net and a Yoo-hoo. Like, that don't work. It's not Yoo-hoo, it's Yahoo. Get it right. If you're going to do a joke, do it right. Not something cheap like that. Amateur. He's an amateur. But Netanyahu, Bill Clinton even just said on TV that the reason they're attacking Iran, Israel, is so Netanyahu can stay in power. Because supposedly there was just
Who is he?
Netanyahu, mm-hmm. The prime minister of Israel.
Okay.
The one with the evil-sounding voice and the one that comes to talk to U.S. Congress. You know, he brings his dirty laundry to the U.S. White House and makes us wash it.
That's odd.
Ain't that weird? That's weird, right? But we do it. Ain't that weird?
It's odd.
Hmm. Yeah, Google that if you don't believe me. But he's been in power forever. And I guess there was like a vote recently for him to stay in power, and he miraculously won by one vote. And then
one vote?
And then immediately after that, they start bombing Iran. So Clinton suggested that they're only attacking them. So when you can't change leaders when you're in the middle of a war. So it's his way of retaining power. Because I even imagine this, because Israel does actually, they'll prosecute corrupt leaders. They've done it before. And now this one they have right now is probably the most corrupt I've ever, in my entire lifetime, but just horrible. The things he does and says, in my opinion, are just horrible and inhumane. And I guess there's a chance he could be prosecuted if he actually were to, if someone serious were to oppose him, like prosecute him. The problem I think we have as a country is I think a lot of our U.S. politicians and a lot of in our military have been succumbed to a blackmail scheme.
Sure.
From these foreign countries.
Oh, whether it's China.
China, Israel, Russia.
Russia.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And
once again, I just want to reiterate. It's nothing with the actual people that live there. We're talking about the governments.
The governments that...
The people that live in Israel are fine. The people that live in Russia are fine. We're talking about their government bodies.
The governments.
Like our government body is.
Yes. Because I would never...
I hate that when they're like, when you say anything against Israel or Russia, you hate Russia. No.
No.
I have friends from Russia.
Right. Or like, or even more specifically now, because it's so topical, you criticize Israel. Oh, you're anti-Semitic. Like, no! I don't care about religion at all.
Yeah, it's... Jewish family. Like,
yeah, it's just what are the actions of the government doing? Oh, you're bombing and killing a lot of people. For some reason that bothers me.
Yeah, if you're carpet bombing
women people, and children, yeah. Majority, it, like for our, and I'll say the same thing about our own government, our own military. Our drone strikes kill 80% civilians.
And I'm going to guarantee that number's higher.
Probably.
That's just what they tell you.
That's just what they tell you. So I have a problem with that. I just think they're manufacturing wars.
Sure. I mean,
to topple foreign governments.
The industrial military complex needs to feed.
Absolutely. And I think there's a you know, global, I think there is a global cabal, you know, pulling strings and trying to attain more and more and more power and control.
I know you've never watched it, but you need to. There's two seasons of it. Netflix canceled it, and it's because it was too true. It's called Inside Job, and it's an amazing series. Because I really think it shows you how the world actually runs. And there's like six organizations that are like fighting for that. They have governments in their pockets and that kind of stuff and politicians.
Right. Because it's not at a single country.
No. This is above that. This is above borders.
Yep.
They're the ones pulling the strings and causing this stuff. And then they're battling it out. And then there's another branch ahead of them, above them.
That's...
And the show is called The Robes.
Right, yes.
And they're like ancient primordial beings.
You know, and we don't know how deep it goes. We don't know who's controlling what, you know, at the end of the day. We don't, and that's by design. You're never going to, it's, you know, I rail on Bill Gates enough. It's not Bill Gates. It's above him.
Yeah.
It's not Dr. Fauci. It's above him.
It's fun just to pick on him
because they are doing horrible things. They are an example of it.
They are pawns.
Yes.
In a greater scheme.
Yes. And they know they're doing evil things. They know they are.
We don't even know who the rooks and who the knights are.
No.
Let alone the king
kings
and the queen.
Kings and queen, yeah. Don't even know. It's horrible. It's horrible, and just even tying into like MK Ultra stuff. The things that we can manipulate and do.
We're way past that anymore.
Oh, for sure. After developing that, those programs and what we're doing, not just in this country, but to other countries around the world, it's mind-boggling what we are capable of. And then not only knowing what we are capable of, there's so much we don't know what we're capable of. And just trying to imagine all the scenarios that could be true, you know, factoring all those things in that are possible, that I know are possible, it's almost nothing's impossible anymore.
I had two things, but now I only remember one.
Oh, shoot. Maybe say the one. Maybe it'll help the other one.
I can't remember what the other one was about at all.
Well, just say the one then.
Did Iran say they were going to invade Florida? That's another thing popping up in memes everywhere. As retaliation for the U.S. striking them.
Maybe.
I remembered the other one. But
maybe someone said something at one time, in history.
I seen all the memes were like, yeah, good luck. That's the worst place to pick to invade first.
You mean like set foot? No. Okay, yeah. I can almost guarantee you Iran never said that. That's just me.
I mean,
but maybe our national intelligence said they said that.
Yeah, because I mean, that's not going to happen, first off. Our population, I'm talking civilians.
Oh, yes. Not even military.
There's only several countries that rival us in domestic populations.
Mm-hmm.
And Iran is not one of them.
No.
I'm sure the whole Iranian army is less than the population of Orange County, Florida.
I'm not sure. I don't know.
I'm talking millions of people.
I don't know how big Iran is, for sure, though.
I don't know. I guess I'll look it up.
I know it's a lot bigger in Iraq. There's a lot more people than in Iraq.
Yeah. Iran's bigger than Iraq?
As far as population, yes. Okay. But size-wise, not really, but population, yes.
How many people are in the Iranian army?
Iran's a populous country. There's a lot of people there. You know, so which
approximately half a million,
which is what in the army,
active duty personnel, but that also includes, you know, everybody from that's not boots on the ground.
It's
and they have an additional 350
reserves,
reservice personnel is what they call them.
Okay.
But it's like retirees. Like you said, just people that if they need it, they can hop in and fight. And then. Population of Orange County, Florida. So the population of Orange County, Florida is 1.5 million people.
Yeah.
So it's the population of one of the counties in Florida is three times as much as the Iranian army.
And I don't even want to get into the thought into my head that they would even attempt that because I think that's just suicide.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm making the point at. The one county in Florida... is three times as many people. So even you can't bring enough bullets.
Right. So and it bothers me when, you know, it's just so easy for us to be like, yeah, come and try to
try
it. You know, I dare you. It just makes you automatically have a negative feeling towards the people of Iran.
I'm sure they didn't say that, but I'm seeing the stuff that is.
But I bet you a lot of that too, those memes and stuff are put out by like government and things like that to make you have those sentiment towards people. Remember, it just,
I forget the other thing again.
You forget that they're just people like you and me over there. They're just people. We're all just people.
The other thing was the earthquake.
Oh, yeah.
So apparently
you know more about this one than I do.
And I don't know a lot. So, you know, this, take this with a grain of salt. Could be wrong, could be right. But I seen that a nuclear power plant, I thought it was, but I've seen it called many different things.
Mm-hmm.
But in Iran had a 5.1 or 5.2 earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
And other sensors, other tectonic or geothermal, or not geothermal, basically other, you know, shifting sensors in other countries
picked it up. Yeah, yes.
So I don't know. I've seen all kinds of stuff. It's just weird because it was like right outside of one of these Iranian bases.
Mm-hmm.
And like I guess.
Quinky dink?
Huh?
Just a quinky dink.
So some people are wondering if it was like a nuke had gone off or a really big bomb.
Because mm-hmm.
they will. Seismographs. That's what the object I was thinking of. They will pick those up on seismographs.
Yeah.
And to them, it just looks like an earthquake because it shakes the ground so hard.
Right.
So it could be that. I don't know.
Oh, I mean we. Who's to say? If we do something horrible, we're not going to show it on TV.
We're pretty far in it, and we didn't get to cows.
How far are we in?
50-something minutes.
Oh, gosh. Well, I think I don't want to be doom and gloom. Let's save the cows for another one.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to do cows in this. But
yeah, we'll save that for another day.
We ran and raved for a while. Oh, I do want to add, though.
Yeah.
Since we'll just plug this into there. The big, beautiful bill.
Yeah.
If it gets passed, I mean, prepare for war on U.S. soil, because what's happening is that it's going to sell off millions and millions of acres of protected public land.
Hmm.
And there are already, even people I personally know, gatherings out there, people camping. And if it goes through, these people are fine to give their lives to protect the wildlands.
Yeah.
And it will come down to that.
Hmm. Well,
I don't think you should.
You know what? Okay. I'm going to predict. I'm going to make a prediction to them for this.
China?
No. I'm going to predict that. Oh, you mean who's buying the land? Yeah. Oh, possibly. But I'm going to predict what's going to happen though. If this, what you're saying, you know, scenario, mm-hmm. the bill passes and that they want to turn over that land, people are willing to fight for it. I bet you our U.S. government will label all of those people as eco-terrorists.
Eco-terrorists.
And once you're, I think I told you about this a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Once you're labeled a terrorist, your rights to due process are thrown out the window.
Yep, you go straight to Guantanamo.
You go to prison indefinitely because you're under the terrorism like laws that Obama passed. Oh gosh, it was in the Magna Carta, the Smith-Mundt Act. Repealed it. He repealed the Smith-Mundt Act, and that's your right to a speedy trial or a right to a fair and speedy trial. It's just a right to a trial in general. That's been repealed. That was in the Magna Carta. So all they gotta do is call you that magic word terrorist, and now they can throw you in jail indefinitely forever. And there's nothing you can say or do about it. You can't even argue your way out of it. So yes, those sound like a bunch of eco-terrorists trying to destroy this country.
They're just saying, water balloons with newts in them.
It's
just a water balloon, dude.
Right? Yeah. Well, no, because then you are getting into actual terrorism. But I mean, what are we doing though?
Well, terrorism is for the purpose to scare the general populace. That would not be to scare the general populace. That's to protect the wildlands.
Ah, to protect the general populace,
mm-hmm.
the native species.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, yeah. I don't want to be doom and gloom with this stuff, but I think. We need to be outspoken enough to oppose. I don't think anyone in this country wants war unless you're absorbing the propaganda and listening to it. If you're amped up for this war and like want war to happen and you want to bomb other countries for being, or just because another country says you need to, that's a problem to me. They've not affected our lives at all whatsoever. They have not, but we've affected theirs. We've affected many people's lives around the world and other countries. But when none of them have affected our lives, relatively speaking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here and there. I mean, on the grand scale of things. No one's ever dropped a nuclear bomb and turned our city to glass.
Well, that's only half true.
Huh?
The U.S. did have a nuclear bomb dropped on U.S. soil.
By the U.S.
By the U.S. Yes. On accident.
Yes. Yes, by foreign entities. Yeah.
And they were just...
They were
hopeful, they just weren't high enough.
Gosh. Because,
you know, they have an altimeter is what the trigger is.
Mm.
So dropping in altitude is what triggers it.
Oh, gotcha. So they went too high?
No, that's... They weren't sure if they were high enough to trigger it.
Oh,
gotcha.
Fell
out the back.
Oh, whoops.
Like,
yeah.
And then they just shot up because it was on a town in Maryland, I think.
Oh, my gosh. Did it explode?
No.
Okay, good.
That's what I'm saying. They weren't high enough, but they weren't sure when it fell out the back.
Oh, gotcha.
It slid on, like, the rail and fell out the back.
So nuked ourselves.
These two guys are like...
Yeah.
Just staring at it, like, disappearing. Oh, we're in trouble if we don't die.
Yeah, what do you do?
Oh, we're in so much trouble if we don't die. We just nuked a town in Maryland.
Yeah. Oops. The government would have covered it up somehow. Earthquake.
Grand Canyon. East Coast version.
Right, yeah. You don't remember this? This is always here.
We installed it for you guys.
Yeah.
So you don't have to drive.
Right. Gosh.
No, so...
I don't know. I guess at the end of the day, be vocal and, speak out against war. You know, I'm not saying be anti-war, but speak out when it's not right. We need to raise our voices a little more and support our brothers and sisters and neighbors. And my fighting's government denies, take lone guides you through the lies. Flat earth claims they say there's no proof, but we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand, manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mouse hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor sealed, governments involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the legal. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from net control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. There's no proof, but we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand, manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mills hold up a mystery unsolved. To our seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collecting rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by their evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.